Hello, Harry, and welcome to Retro Mello.
Thank you.
And this time it's not Eurovision.
No, it's Melodifestivalen.
It's Melfest, or yeah. Melodifestivalen, or Mello.
Yeah, but why do you speak English, Lennart?
Oh, because we're doing a top 30 of our favorite songs from the 80s in Melodifestivalen.
Okay.
And maybe there is someone out there who wants to hear this that don't know Swedish. So we do it in English.
Yeah, I understand, because Melodifestivalen is quite famous around Europe.
Yes, it is. Mm. And we like to be a bit international. So, we're going to do top 30 Melodifestivalen of the 80s.
Yeah.
Which it is probably my favorite decade.
Okay.
Because I'm so old.
Well, interesting to see.
Yes. So, we start up in placement number 30.
Yeah. And that was John Ballard with their song Rendezvous, and he came as placed as third 1984 after Herreys.
Yes, yes, and also after I think a song called Santa Cecilia.
Yeah,
yes, with what's her name?
Lotte Engberg.
Lotte Engberg. Yes.
Oh.
A good song.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
And it's a good start.
Yes, it is. It's a good song and a good start.
But I think John Ballard was also in the 29th place.
Yes, he's coming back.
Yeah.
Let's listen to that.
Okay.
So in 29th place, we have John Ballard again, this time singing together with Anne-Louise Hansson, the song Bara en enda gång.
Mm.
Only one, for only one time or something.
Yeah.
This song wound up in 5th place in 1983.
Yeah.
This is the year Carola had made her debut and won with Främling.
Mm.
Yes. Then we're moving on to number
28. Okay. Eighth place came Siw Malmkvist with Det är kärlek, and this song didn't even qualify.
No.
I'm sorry.
Det är kärlek. It is love.
Yeah.
It didn't even qualify in the...
No. But Tommy Körberg won.
Yes, and that was a clear winner.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But this is a good song. This is a very good song. Let's see what we have at placement number 27.
Yeah. Just a...
So in 27th place, we have Thomas Ledin, Just Nu, Right Now. And that's the first winning song we have on this list.
Yes.
So he won in 1980, after trying several times before in the Melodifestivalen to win. Four or five times, I think.
Yes, I think.
And this was his winning song.
Yeah.
In place number 26, we have another song from 1980.
Okay. And at 26th place, we have Tanya with the song Åh 70-tal, Åh the 70s.
Yes, the 70s.
Yeah. And she placed as 8 this year.
And this is a very, probably a little bit unknown, this song, even here in Sweden, but it's one of our favorites.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. She deserved better.
Yeah.
Okay, we're moving on to placement number 25.
Yeah.
In 25th place, we have the Swedish group Sound of Music with the song El Dorado, or El Dorado.
Mm.
They wound up in 4th place, I think. Mm. I think this is a good song. It's a cheerful tune.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. We're moving on. Placement number 24. Mm.
Yeah. 24th place, we have Chips.
Yes.
With the song Dag Efter Dag. And they won in Sweden.
Yes, they did.
1982.
And I think they did pretty good in Eurovision as well.
I think they came 8.
Yes.
Oh.
Let's see, we have number 23.
Yeah.
This was in 1989. Håkon Pedersen and what's her name, Elisabeth Berg, wound up in 5th place with the song Nattens Drottning, Queen of the Night, and this mixes opera with pop.
Popular,
yeah. Let's see what we have at place in number 22, Harry.
Yeah. Here we find Cindy Peters with the song När morgonstjärnan brinner, When the Morning Star is Burning.
Yes. Yeah. Which sounds so strange in English, doesn't
yeah.
it? Yes.
It sounds very strange.
Yes.
And this was the year of 1987.
Yeah.
And she ended as 3rd.
Yes, but this is a good song.
Yeah,
this
is
a very good song. Yeah. Powerful.
Yeah.
Let's see what we have at number 21. Okay, so in 1981, Björn Skifs won with Fångad I en dröm, Captured in a Dream.
Mm.
And he went on to compete in Eurovision.
Yeah.
And it did pretty good, I think. I don't remember.
Yeah.
No. But this is a good song. And anything else? No.
No.
Let's see what we have at number 20.
Yeah. Here we find Lotta Engberg and Triple and Touch with the song 100%, 100%.
Yes.
It's from 1988.
Yeah.
She ended as 3rd.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. Let's see what we have at number 19.
Yeah.
Then we have the song ABC or ABC sung by Anna Bok in 1986.
Yeah.
And she wound up in 5th place.
Yeah.
But this is a true classic.
Yeah.
And the star was born.
Yeah.
Let's see what we have at number 18.
Yeah. This is Lily and Susie with the song Okay, Okay from 89.
Yes.
And they ended as 5th.
Yeah, very good song.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
I wonder what's at number 17.
Wow, let's see.
In 1982, this song by Chattanooga, Hallå Hela Pressen, which is Hello All of Media or Hello All of the Press, something like that.
Mm.
It's hard to translate.
Yeah.
They wound up in 5th place.
Yeah.
Let's see what's in number 16.
Yeah. Here we find Tommy Nilsson with the song En Dag, One Day.
Yes.
And it's from 1989. And as everybody knows, Tommy won.
Yes, he did. Yeah. He represented Sweden. And he came in 4th, I think.
Yeah.
Yes. Did a very good job.
Very good job.
Very good song.
Yeah.
Let's see what's at number 15.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1985 with the song group Bel Air with the song 1 plus 1 är 2 or 1 plus 1 equals 2.
Yeah.
They didn't even qualify. No. This is one of my favorites from Melodifestivalen. Yeah. It didn't even qualify. It's like a gem.
Yeah.
Should have done much better.
It's a hidden treasure.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Let's see if there's another hidden treasure at placement number 14, Harry.
I don't agree.
Let's see.
Find Eriksson Glenmark with a song Upp över mina öron, up over my ears.
which is a Swedish saying.
Yeah, it's a saying.
Head over heels,
yes.
Sort of, but in Swedish. Oh, yeah. Up over my ears.
Yeah, this is of course from 1989.
Yes.
And they came second after Tommy Nilsson.
Yes, I think they did.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Okay. Mm. Anders Glenmark and Erik Orup Eriksson, they're both legendary Swedish musicians.
Yes, they are.
Yes. Mm. Good song, I think, but you don't. Let's see what we have at number 13.
Something better.
All right, let's see. Then we have 1985, Kiki Danielsson winning Melodifestivalen with the song Bra Vibrationer, or Good Vibrations.
Yeah.
Silly song, but still, yeah, that's good. No. It's not one of my favorites, but you like it, Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see what we have at number 12.
Yeah. Here we find Lena Philipsson with the song Om Igen, Once Again.
Yes.
And it's from 1988, and she plays as second.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is the first time we see Lena on this list.
Yes, it is. Yes,
but we will see her again.
Yes, I promise.
Yes. Let's see what we have at number 11.
Yeah.
And then we have Eva Dahlgren singing Jag ger mig inte, I won't give up. She wound up at number 7 in this year's competition. 1980.
Yeah.
She deserved better. Mm. Eva Dahlgren is also another legendary. She would go on to do great things in Sweden, in Swedish mostly. She's very, very famous.
Yeah.
Let's see if we have another big classic at number 10.
Yeah.
We're going into the top 10, Harry.
Yes.
Yeah. These are the top 10 popular songs. My gosh.
Vi såg på varann och vi närmade oss land när vi möttes mellan Dover Calais. All min rädsla försvann när du sakta tog min hand.
There we have Style, the group. And they sing the song Dover Calais.
Yes.
Mm. It's from 1986 and they placed as third.
Yes. And that 1986 is a strange year in Melfest or Mello or Melodifestivalen. It's just a year where the wrong song won.
Yeah.
But we're moving on. Ninth place, we have Herreys singing Diggiloo Diggiley, which means nothing. It just means Diggiloo Diggiley. Yeah. They're singing in their golden shoes, and they won Melodifestivalen, and they won Eurovision in 1984.
Who can forget?
Nobody can forget. Is it a good song, though?
Yeah,
it is. Yeah. It is a good song. It's a happy,
happy song.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Let's see what we have at number 8.
Yeah.
Alexandra,
here we found the group Sound of Music with the song Alexandra.
Yes.
And it's from 1987, and they ended at the fourth.
Fourth place, yes. And it's their second song on this list.
Yeah.
They were very good.
Yes,
very
they
good,
were.
Very big, good musicians.
Yeah.
Let's see what's in number seven. In 1981, we have Sweet and Ship singing Good Morgon, Good Morning. and they wound up in second place. Yeah. This is a robbed song, I think.
Yes.
This is a robbed song. But nevertheless, it wound up in second place. But it's on our list of one of the best.
Yeah.
Let's see what we have at number six.
Yeah. Find a wonderful Finnish artist, Arja Saijonmaa.
Yes.
And she sings Högt över havet, high above the sea.
High above the ocean, high above the sea, yes.
Yes. And it's from 1987, and she ended or placed as second.
Yes, should have won. One of the songs that should have won this year. Mm. We have another one that's coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is so good. This is like a true classic here.
Yeah.
Everybody knows the phrases from this song.
Yeah.
Or at least everybody over a certain age.
Yeah.
Okay. We have another big classic at number five.
Yeah.
So 1983 was the debut of Carola.
Mm.
She won with the song Främling, Stranger.
Yeah.
She did very good in Eurovision, came in third,
yeah.
I think. A true star was born in 1983. Mm. She got all the high points from every jury.
Mm.
So she did very good. Do you have anything to say about Carola, Harry? You usually do?
Yeah. I just ask, can it be better?
Yes, it can. No, I like this song. It's undeniably a true classic and deserves to be at number five on this list.
I think so.
We have something else at number four.
Yeah. Find Tommy Körberg with the song Star the Use, City in Light. And
yes.
It's from 1988, and Tommy Körberg won in Sweden.
Yes, she did. Yeah. And I think he did pretty well in Eurovision. Yeah. I remember him having a sore throat when he was competing.
Yes.
This is a true classic here in Sweden. It's like one of those anthem songs. Yeah. So, good job, Tommy.
Yeah.
But in placement number three, we have a song that was really robbed.
Yes.
In 1985, this song should have won.
Mm.
It's Pernilla Wahlgren, legendary Swedish personality, actress, singer, TV personality, singing Piccadilly Circus. This song is one of the truly robbed ones, and we will have another two coming up. But this one is truly robbed. Mm. She deserved to win.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. No question about it.
No question about it. Mm. Next up is another debut, and it's number two.
Here at top two, we find Lena Philipsson. With the song Kärleken är evig, and it means in English, love is eternal.
Yes.
And it is.
Yes.
And it's a song from 86 that should have won, because yes, we hate the winner so yes, much.
Yeah. And she made her debut. Yeah. This was the debut of Lena Philipsson, which is a true legend.
Yes.
And when it comes to Melody Festival. She will win later on. Mm. But she will appear again. Let's see what we have at number one.
Yes.
So our number one song of the 1980s in Melody Festival and Melfest or Melo is Lena Philipsson's Danse Neon, Dancing in the Neon Lights.
Yes.
This song came fifth.
Yeah.
So we have Lena Philipsson at number two and number one, which is actually, I must say, it's just a coincidence. Yeah. Because the way we figured out this list, me and Harry scored, gave all the songs we wanted on the list between 1 and 50 points. And it was just coincidence that she got the top two.
Yeah.
But it says something, doesn't it?
Yeah, it says, and my top three women artists are Pernilla, Lena, and Carola.
Yes.
And they ended in the fifth best position. Yeah, so maybe all
not,
three.
Maybe not so much of a coincidence.
No.
But I agree with you. These are the two true legends, and these are... At least, the top 10 is just legendary songs
that
a lot of people know here.
Yeah, I know.
And for international listeners, viewers, I hope you enjoyed this.
Yeah.
Because this is fun.
And yes, it is. And it's worth to listen more to these songs.
And we're going
to
make a similar list with Eurovision.
Yes, we are doing it quite soon, I think.
Quite soon.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
We see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.